Good morning, Thailand. My name is Alex, and I have some news updates from around the land of smiles for you today, this wonderful Wednesday, April 3rd.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
We're going to start with our first story today, and that's that Big Joke is apparently in big trouble, as there has been an arrest warrant issued for his ties to online gambling. So, in a significant legal development at the criminal court at Ratchathamsek Road, Thailand, an arrest warrant has been issued for Deputy National Police Chief Surachat Bigjok. This action follows three summonses related to charges of money laundering and conspiracy to commit a crime linked to an investigation into the BNK Master Gambling website. Despite previous summonses, Bigjok remained unapprehended, leading to the latest court action. Financial investigations connected Bigjok to a case involving three police officers and a civilian. Now, amidst these proceedings, Bigjok has sought to clarify his position, arguing for a fair investigation and justice amidst a backdrop of legal challenges and public scrutiny that highlights the complexities of high-profile criminal cases and their impact on law enforcement and judicial integrity in Thailand. Yeah, big joke, big trouble. I feel like I've been saying that headline at least once a week now. So it's almost like the Donald Trump of Thailand, man. Like arrest warrants get issued, but somehow he keeps sneaking away from them. Obviously, he's a well-connected guy, high up in the police organization. He was meant to be tapped to be the next police chief. So there are in his defense, what he's saying is that this is a character assassination where they're trying to go after him for political reasons. However, there's a lot of smoke here, so there might be some fire. The investigations will have to reveal all, and we'll have to see how that turns out. All right, into the comments again. Okay, all right, not a lot of opinions on Big Joke. Maybe Zombie, another Thai lass, your co-anchor. Well, actually, Zombie's not in the office either today, so I don't know what's going on today, text symbol. But yeah, it would be that is something we're floating. Maybe getting a little backup help in the presenter department over here because Jay and I are just flat out so busy. But yeah, John's Journey's commenting on the actual story. Nothing new here. All right. Well, you know, I always lead with the slow one so I can get to the fun. Well, the bigger story. So I don't know if you guys saw the thumbnail today. But we're going to get into this really controversial story. It's not controversial, it's justice served. So after nearly 30 years on the lam, a notorious UK criminal returned back home and was arrested at the airport. So after nearly three decades on the run, the UK police have apprehended one of the nation's most wanted fugitives, Richard Burrows, at the Heathrow Airport, ending a prolonged pursuit for the British pedophile accused of historic sex crimes. The 80-year-old, implicated in a series of child sex attacks ranging from 1969 to 1971, had been eluding capture since failing to appear for his 1997 trial. His charges include two serious sexual assaults and 11 counts of indecent assault, some of which allegedly occurred at a children's home in Cheshire and others in Worcestershire. Burrows, who has previously worked as a scoutmaster, fled to Thailand, where he remained hidden until his recent arrest. Now remanded into police custody, his capture marks a critical milestone in the case, offering potential closure to the victims. The arrest underscores the relentless efforts of the UK law enforcement in collaboration with the National Crime Agency and international partners to bringing fugitives to justice, no matter how long they've managed to avoid capture. So, yeah, this guy, he fled the UK, ended up in Thailand. I don't know how he was able to manage, like, skating by in Thailand for 25 years without ringing any alarm bells. But, yeah, he went straight back to the UK after 25 years. Not sure if he thought he'd get away with it. I mean, the man's 80 years old right now. So this is a lot of justice that has been dodged for a long time. But better late than never, I suppose. And surely he will not be seeing many free days for the rest of his life. Good on the UK police for following up on that case that's almost 25 years old and nabbing him right away as soon as he got to the airport. Yeah, what did you guys think of that one? Vote for Alex to shave and goes Danny from Greece for next Halloween. So yeah, not a lot of comments on the actual stories, huh? But yeah, actually, Mojo, I think I may surprise you with a shave soon, but it will shock you guys, okay? You will not recognize me, and I will be very Very. I might be a target for that guy. How did he renew his passport? Robert asks. These are all good questions. So this is all still under investigation. Really, how he managed to avoid detection, how he managed to stay in Thailand, sort of underground. I mean, obviously there are plenty of black market services that can be used for certain things that can sort of keep you hidden. What's also interesting is that he actually flew back. Right? Like, I feel like if you've avoided justice that long, why would you take such a risky step in actually flying back? So it's a little unclear what he was thinking, but at the same time, I'm not gonna feel too bad about a pedophile who avoided justice for so long. Now, at 80 years old, right? People feel bad for criminals at that age. It's like, no, dude, this guy got to live his life. It's truly a story of injustice. Yeah. thank you, Scott, by the way. Yeah, please hit that like button. And Tech Symbol says, I hope he wasn't active in Thailand. This is also a big problem. Actually, when I lived in China, obviously we've had other stories like teacher Luke was earlier this year or late last year. There are plenty of people who take the educational opportunities here. There are lots of teachers and just the general privilege that many expats enjoy in Asia gets taken for granted or taken advantage of, I guess I should say, and used for all sorts of nasty things, man. So anyways, yeah, that's something that law enforcement should have a better ear to the ground about, especially if this guy can live here for 25 years and escape justice. All right. Anyways, on to our next story, guys. We got I don't know how you guys feel about electric vehicles. Everyone in the office is becoming a gearhead and loving the sound of carburetors going boom. However, the Bangkok Motor Show has just seen a major EV presentation, and it's leading to a boom in electric vehicle sales. So the Bangkok International Motor Show is driving a significant surge in electric vehicle demand, buoyed by the introduction of new models and enticing sales promotions. Now, the vice chairman of the Federation of Thai Industries and spokesperson for the FTI's automotive industry says that automakers are attracting buyers with competitive prices and low interest rates, particularly for installment purchases. Halfway through the 12-day event, vehicle bookings have already topped 19,000 units, highlighting a robust interest in both conventional and electric vehicles. The show, which is also fostering competition among EV manufacturers with their innovative designs and technologies, is being amplified by the Thai government's EV 3.5 scheme, designed to spur EV industry growth through subsidies, tax reductions, and local production mandates. With a vision to have EVs constitute 30% of Thailand's total car production by 2030, the early months of this year have seen a remarkable 111% increase in EV passenger car sales. Yeah, good news. Another news story we did earlier was Elon Musk had a meeting with Sreta Tavisin. They're talking about opening a Tesla factory here for production of Tesla EVs. BYD sales are through the roof over here, too. Not only that, I feel like I've been getting a lot more electric scooters coming and picking me up on Grab and Bolt lately. So I think that's always nice. Bangkok can get choked by a lot of the smog and pollution that comes coughing out of cars, and not to mention those 1970s buses that are still on the road for some reason. But I think this is generally some good news. Any Tesla owners in here? I'm not sure how people feel about Teslas anymore. Used to be like the creme de la creme of electric vehicles, but now it seems like a lot of people are catching up. Let's see, what do we say? John's Journey is asking about the last story. Was he screened when he came to Thailand? Yeah, probably. Might have been a fake ID, though. And also, it was a long time ago, right? More than 25 years ago. The systems might not have been linked up. They might not have been talking to each other. Elliot says, I will be going to the motor show this coming Sunday, and I can't wait to see new car brands there. It's a weird thing, right? Like, I always think of cars as, like, classic companies like Ford and General Motors and even, like, Peugeot and Jaguar and all that stuff. But, yeah, it seems like there's a lot of people entering the market. Tesla was such a huge disruptor of the automotive market. And now Chinese companies like BYD can just do these vehicles at such a cheaper price, right? Their manufacturing costs are much lower. We'll not talk about all the intellectual property theft that goes on over there, but at the end of the day, consumers want these products at an affordable price. And we do want more people driving electric cars if we care about global warming and blah, blah, blah. So, Elliot, I hope you find something good. Maybe you'll be in the market. All right, let's go on to our next story. So this is a weird one coming out of Pattaya. So a restaurant owner has gone viral for all the wrong reasons because she is beating her employees for being late. Now, a barbecue restaurant owner in Pattaya, Khun Yuadi, has sparked controversy and public outcry after a video surfaced online showing her beating an employee with a wooden stick as punishment for tardiness. The incident, which took place in front of customers and staff, led to widespread criticism on Thai social media, with many calling the punishment inhumane and a violation of human rights. Now, despite Yuadi's explanation that the beatings were agreed upon by employees as an alternative to salary deductions or suspension, citing previous financial hardships caused by such penalties, the practice drew ire from netizens and legal scrutiny. Employees, including the beaten Khun Pacharapon, defended Yuadi, describing her as a kind employer and asserting their consent to the agreed punishment. However, the backlash led Yuadi to cancel this form of discipline, reverting to salary deductions, a practice still at odds with Thai labor laws. The incident has highlighted complex issues surrounding workplace discipline, consent, and the legal framework governing employee rights and employer responsibilities in Thailand. That's a confusing story. I don't really know what to make of that one. So obviously financial punishments, this is going to, like, all right, let me ask you, would you rather take a wooden paddle to the butt or be deducted, let's say, I don't know, 10% of your day's salary? I don't know. There's got to be a better way, right? It seems weird. What's interesting about this story is that the employee consented, but obviously this is coming from a position of power. The boss has a position of power over them. Also, at the same time, don't be late for work. No, this is a confusing story. Let me get into the comments and see what you guys have to say about this. Let's see. Looks like the good kind of beating, says the wanderer. So he's not taking too much. And even like the victim of the punishment was like, hey, come on. I said it was okay. No big deal, everybody. I don't think it's not a good look. You really shouldn't be beating your employees, let alone filming it. I don't know who filmed this thing and put it online, really threw them under the bus. But it sounds like that punishment is now a thing of the past. Yeah, I'm not sure. The government is committed to a ban on corporal punishment. Why haven't they enforced it to an extent? Elliot asks a legitimate question. Thank you. Yeah, I don't think this is legal at all. Nor is the docking of wages, though. I'm not sure how the docking of wages works in Thailand. It is something. So here at the Tiger, we do that a little bit. If people are late a certain amount of times, we have like a little jar where we have to throw in our financial punishments. Eventually, that jar is used to like buy donuts or something for the office. So it's sort of like you have to throw into the pool for eventually a reward for the office. I'm not sure what the how to broach this subject, right? People that are chronically late. I'll let you guys figure that out. Let's see. Hold on. What was that? It was I just want a private jet. John's journey. Me too. All right. Honestly, okay. I got some weird ones for you guys here at the end. Well, hold on. So two stories here at the end. One good news, one a weird one. Now, the first one is, yes, Songkran season on the way. And Thailand is announcing more free travel between the provinces by reducing tolls or making them outright free. So in a significant move to enhance travel experiences during the Songkran Festival, the Thai government has announced toll exemptions on motorway number 7 and motorway number 9 for the duration of the 7-day traditional New Year celebration. Aimed at reducing traffic congestion and facilitating smoother journeys for citizens traveling home, the toll waiver will be effective from the early hours of April 11th until the end of April 17th. This initiative, unveiled by the government spokesperson Khun Karom, reflects the government's commitment to ensure hassle-free transportation during one of Thailand's most cherished holidays. By removing toll charges on key motorways connecting Bangkok to various regions, the government anticipates easing financial burdens and promoting safer, more accessible travel during a period marked by family reunions, cultural festivities, and nationwide water festivities. The decision not only underscores the importance of the Songkran Festival in Thai culture, but also highlights the government's proactive approach to managing the anticipated travel surge and enhancing the holiday experience for millions. I don't know what you guys are going to do for Songkran, but I'm going to be here in these mean streets of Thailand splashing away. I'm very excited. It's Thailand. Bangkok, excuse me. I will escape, I think, to Hua Hin for a little bit of peace and quiet. So this is good news. I'll have to pay less on the toll roads down there. Yeah, what are you guys getting up to for Songkran? Let us know in the comments below. Okay. Hold on. We got some more. Let's see these comments. Docking pay is one thing. A fine is another. Yeah, I don't know, Mojo. I'm glad I'm not. This is the problem with entrepreneurship and bosses and being responsible for people. You gotta be the bad guy sometimes. And so it's hard to be a bad guy in a good way. What are you going to do? And Aquacell says, if late should clean toilets for a week. Why not, right? Like, yeah, there should be some kind of, like, hazing, some light hazing, right? Like, hazing in American fraternities can be very extreme and terrible. For me, when I was in a fraternity, all I had to do was, like, clean up after the party or designated drive sometime, right? There's plenty of options for minor punishments that don't involve, you know, a beating. So tax pot and no need for toll roads. There you go, Aquacell. This is a big problem with the cannabis industry. They don't tax it. There's just a value-added tax, so that would be a good way to raise some money, I think, too. So I'm with you on that one, Aquacell. And yeah, Mojo, swear jar. Carl J says, physical abuse cannot be legal. Yeah, I don't think it is. But at the same time, there was consent, too, right? The employee went out and came out and defended her boss. Like, hey, she's a sweetheart. I asked to be hit instead of getting docked pay. Like, imagine if it was the employee's idea. It's like, hey, can you stop taking my money? Just, like, I don't know, beat me up. I don't know. I'm gonna leave that one to the local authorities. Speaking of the local authorities, I got a weird last story for you. We got a graphic warning ahead. The health ministry has issued a warning against the consumption of live geckos for the treatment of sexual virility. The Department of Health in Thailand has issued a stern warning against the consumption of live geckos, debunking claims that such practices enhance sexual performance. This alert comes in response to an alarming trend among middle-aged Thai men, highlighted by a 59-year-old social media stunt of eating a live gecko for supposed sexual benefits. Health officials, including Athapol Kewasamit, Deputy Director General of the Department of Health, have emphasized the absence of scientific evidence supporting these claims, highlighting the significant health risks involved. These include potential infections from protozoa, gastrointestinal issues, and salmonella, stemming from geckos' diets and habitats. Instead, the department advises a balanced diet of rich in proteins, vitamins, and minerals, alongside regular exercise and adequate rest as proven methods for maintaining sexual health and overall well-being. What the hell, guys? I feel like in Asian cultures, this is a traditional thing, right? You've heard about rhino horns, elephant tusks as being traditional Chinese administrations of sexual virility. Live geckos is a new one for me. Yet another one that I will not be trying. Thank you very much. Stick to your little blue pills, middle-aged men. I think that'll be a lot easier. Well, anyways, guys, that does it for the news today. My name has been Alex, and it will be Alex tomorrow when we'll be back with all of our subscribers for another episode of Good Morning Thailand. You can always find more stories about politics, celebrity gossip, weather, sports, all of that stuff on thetiger.com. And until next time, have a good day.